And I'm Fair, and I'm Bill.
And I'm Abby.
And these are some of the sodas we like.
Yay!
So
I feel like I say yay.
You're very excited about things.
I am. I just feel like that happens a lot.
So, before we get too far into this, before the episode, I got a text from past co-host Brian.
Hey, Brian, what up?
Who, I feel it's important for the context, does work for a cheese manufacturer.
Okay, yes, he does.
Yes.
He does. That is his job. And yes, we do fucking live in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
What about it?
Just placed a cheese order at work while hungry. Are you interested in being part of an assembly of people loosely based around cheese consumption in the not-too-distant future? It's the most Brian-ass wording I've ever heard, also a completely agreeable question.
Yep, totally. That's such a good... That's so fucking good.
You want in?
Hell yeah, okay. I want in. There's cheese involved.
Yeah,
I mean, not
Abby's
to invite myself.
Into and you're on air.
Oh, well, yes, that's true.
Sent.
Sorry to invite myself to your cheese shindig, Brian, but...
I literally invited you and we have a record.
Yeah, I know, but... Wait.
I don't know what's happening.
Well, yeah, but you... Okay, I'm sorry that Bill invited me to your cheese shindig. How's that? Is that better?
Brian's used to me...
Showing up with people. All right.
If I didn't bring people to things, Brian wouldn't know anybody.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And that's a burn that he knows is true.
I mean, I would probably, cause no, I met Brian at GeekCon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just thinking about Marion Call, but I was like, no, I already knew Brian when we saw Marion Call. Yep.
So. Anyway.
Yeah, anyway. All right, soda. Is this
soda? We're not going to survive this episode.
Is this carbonated?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember. I don't know if I ever had this as a child.
Yeah, best I can recall. This is carbonated water.
Yep.
Yeah.
I do really like the design on the can, though.
It's good.
The, like, bronze polka dots on the hot pink can is actually... really fucking good.
And an orange-ass pineapple?
Yeah, well, and orange. It's also got an orange-ass orange on it.
And it's got a can-colored cherry.
So hot pink cherries.
Yeah. Serving size, a can. Well, thank you for not making your serving size 2.4 cans.
Yeah.
Or whatever garbage people keep doing.
Or 0.6 cans.
God. Let's just make these numbers really hard to follow. This is actually 12 ounces. I thought that was like 10. Anyway... I went to the fridge and I was just like, we just had a
sort of fancy, like...
Yeah, we got really, really fancy there.
Yeah.
What's the exact opposite...
I can't believe this.
...soda that we could possibly have that I didn't take a picture of?
Again!
Again. It's... Jolly good
do you
want to
just do we? You could take
no,
a.
No, this is gonna be fancy.
Oh
I'm
god!
Put it in a.
What? What?
It's fancy.
I. God damn it, Bill! I wash my hands of this weirdness.
Oh, it's gonna say Jolly Goo.
Jolly Goo. All right, never mind. I'm in. I'm back in.
We're good. We got it.
I'm back in. I washed my hands, but like 2 seconds later, it was all good.
We got Jolly Good Fruit Punch.
Yeah!
I don't remember if I got all the words out or not.
I don't remember either, because I think you realized that you hadn't taken a picture.
Yeah. You kids want to die tonight?
Oh, man. Not really,
this is a high-ass lip.
It is.
Huh. And then... Feel the fucking seam on this can.
Ooh.
Yeah. That seems hastily assembled.
Well, it's just the Yeah, it's not printed on there. It's a plastic.
Oh, is it a plastic wrap?
Yeah, okay. It's a plastic wrap.
That'll
on
do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So there you go. It's actually a wrapper on the can that is attractively designed with the bronze and the pink and the yep. Yeah.
There we go, and here we go. Oh God. This is gonna stay in everything I've ever known.
Yep. It's gonna stay in your innards.
Mm-hmm. This does give good pour sounds, though.
Yes, it does. Really nice pour sounds. Yeah. God, look at that color, though. That if that can is not an accurate representation.
No!
You fucking spilled it!
I spilled it on my copper wire.
You goober!
I was doing so good!
You really were. I was actually just about to commend
you. I got
you.
Cocky. Story of my gall dang life. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. I can smell that from over here.
That's exactly what that's going to smell like.
Yeah. Wow, hooray. It's fucking...
So, per the can, the flavors we're supposed to be looking for here are pineapple, orange, and cherry. I think that's just the other half of the orange.
I think it is. I'm just
or a different
to make sure.
Orange. It's impossible to know. But, yeah, it just smells like... Like fruity bullshit.
Yep, fruity bullshit. It's gonna be carbonated Hawaiian punch.
Speaking of, hi.
Oh, hey.
Alright.
Mouth time?
Yeah. There we
Ooh,
go.
Damn, that was a good one!
That was a good one.
It was a good one. Was it a good one? I think it was a good one. Well... fucking vaguely carbonated Hawaiian punch.
It's not quite as strong as Hawaiian punch.
Okay.
And I appreciate that immensely. Hawaiian punch is that that hurts.
That's fair.
It's physically painful.
I mean, yeah, preface, I haven't had Hawaiian punch since I was probably about
I have had Hawaiian punch in my 20s.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sometimes it's just in a cooler.
Yeah.
You know?
That's fair.
And you're like, I'm dumb as hell. I'll drink the bad red drink.
Kind of like that time. Never mind.
Of... Which time?
Oh, I'll get there.
Mm. That was a never mind, I'm saving it, not never mind. Okay.
I think
I
might have Bill's analogy.
I get like an outline of this cruise ship in my glass that's just red and it's very forbidding.
No. Oh.
God.
I just have a cute smexy Nuka girl on mine. I am noticing, however, that I'm a little concerned about her shirt. It seems to be open at a sort of, like, odd angle. Like...
Yeah.
Like, there, more
like,
of that boob
kinda,
should
kinda
be covered
like,
up.
Kind of like the fabric is draping and falling, but it's way too tight for the fabric to be doing that.
Right, well, that, or it's like one side of her shirt is open, like, to here, and the other half is just normal.
She put it... on a 10-degree angle.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's not right. I just want to grab it and just turn it, like, But that's not how clothes, art, or glass works. So, I can't do any of those things.
I know that every single person subscribed to this show was just like, man, these are some of the shows we like. Episode 115. I hope this is finally the one where we learn how clothes and glass works. And
guess what?
We got this. This is way more pleasant than I was.
Yeah, no, it's not bad.
My bar was very low.
Yeah.
Usually fruit punch just hurts.
It doesn't make my teeth hurt immediately, so
it's
that's
usually
nice.
Like really, really acidic and sugary.
I can see that, yeah.
It opens up your meat and just puts grit in it.
Ugh.
That's that Hawaiian punch flavor.
Oh, God.
I looked at your bottle and I read the words, I should go.
Can I? Because now I'm really uncomfortable.
Put your grit in it, America.
No, okay, what I'm picturing is like corned beef.
Yeah.
And then you're just sort of pulling the corned beef apart and shoving salt in it and like, it's gross. Muscles.
Yeah.
Muscles are weird.
This might be because usually I'll have eaten like half an hour ago, but I would destroy some corned beef right now.
I would also destroy some corned beef right really now.
Oh, no. I'm worried.
It's good. We're good. Okay, so now that there's less of this in the cup, it's definitely more of an orangey red than the hot pink that I thought it was when you first poured it.
It kind of looks like the color that you would get if you mixed those three fruits with an inordinate amount of cherry.
Right.
Like, disproportionate
amount of cherry. Literally, yes. That's why they...
This is cherry coloring with pineapple and orange added.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what the cherries are there for.
But I'm just questioning everything. Do I hate all the other fruit punch sodas because I grew up with this and...
Ooh.
So it's... I'm starting to get a little bit of the harshness, but... But still, yeah, maybe that's part of it.
Maybe it is. Well, I'm ready to pee hot pink for...
Hell yeah. Live. No.
No. No, Bill. Bill is ready to pee hot pink for you guys, and he will do it live. I fucking won't. Y'all gonna need to pay me some shit for that.
We do not have a sponsor this week.
You'd have to pay me a hell of a lot more than that.
I've literally picked up a dime.
I
know my analogy.
I wouldn't even take off my jacket for a dime.
I know my analogy.
All right, go for it.
This soda is like finding a dollar on the street when you're out with your friends.
Okay.
And you're in just some kind of mood, and you're just like, probably wasn't even worth picking up. What can you buy for a dollar in 2017? And just doing that garbage posturing that nobody asked for, nobody's terribly amused by, but they're all agreeing with you.
Yeah.
And
all right.
You get to the... You get to the store and fucking Snickers are on sale and you buy it with that dollar and then you eat it. And you're all just right. Like, ah, shit, that worked out.
Yeah, that actually worked out. Oh, yeah. Well.
So you feel kind of like an idiot, but you ate that good nougat. So.
You did get that good nougat.
Yeah. I hate keep giving in things in this range, but I'll give it a 62.
All right. My analogy is, I don't know if I've maybe, I hope I haven't told this yet, but, one of the first times I actually met Bill, was at...
I don't know where this story is going. Let me preface this.
We were at, our friend, Brian Autumn's. What up?
Hello.
It's been like, nope, never mind. We mentioned you... I think a couple of weeks ago. Whatever. It's been a couple of weeks.
This month
we have. Yep. And we were playing a card game. And if you lost, I think it was Coup or something. And if you lost, you had to do a penalty.
That's Pairs.
No, but were we playing Pairs, though?
If you had to take a penalty, it's Pairs.
Well, I think we made
it. Because there's a winner in Coup, there's a loser in Pairs. The only thing I've ever played.
No, you're right, because then I think we went upstairs and played Coup. I don't remember playing Pairs because I didn't think I'd ever done it before, but there was whatever the fuck we were playing. I definitely got lost once. And originally, the when it was just us over 21 folks playing.
Oh, yeah.
The penalty was that you had to chug a...
This was Autumn's graduation.
Was it? Hell yeah. All right, well, all of us over 21 except Autumn, who was definitely not, but she wasn't drinking.
Right.
So, whatever. We then changed the penalties.
We ran like, out of penalties.
Right, I had to do, like, sit-ups, I think, or, like, on the merry-go-round or some bullshit. But this, the first time, the original penalty was that you had to chug a limerita or a strawberita. And everybody was like, oh god, that's the worst. It's the fucking worst. And I was like, hell nah, bitch, I'm all over this.
Yeah.
And I just... I can confirm. I'm just
fucking...
And
was just already drinking those.
I was. And I was fucking proud. And they were like, well, we have to change that goddamn penalty. It's not a fucking penalty. And she just downs it in like 4 seconds. Because those cans are like this big. Yeah. And I'm fucking... I'm Irish. I'm Scottish. And I lived in Wisconsin my entire fucking life. It's going to take a lot more than that. But yeah, so that's my analogy. It's one of those. It's like this is everybody, like, people are gonna fucking hate this. I don't hate it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Fuck. I'm gonna give it 57.
Cool. That is a 59.5.
It is indeed.
Yeah.
Wahoo.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
That's a good score.
Is it a...
It's really good score. This is gonna... This episode title has punch in it now, I'm afraid.
You know what this episode has in it? Punch! I punched him. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Heart rate's up.
Because I almost punched you?
Yeah.
Really?
I haven't gotten punched in a long time, but I used to get punched a lot.
I didn't even... Oh, I'm sorry.
We're good.
I'm sorry, Bill.
I'm alive.
I've triggered him. Oh, I'm so sorry.
This is why I'm pretty fast at running away.
Oh my god, Bill. Oh no. I'm so sorry. I feel like a total dick.
Was that after or during the time of Jolly Good?
Maybe it was the Jolly Good that triggered it. And not me miming that I was going to punch you in the face.
I think if Jolly Good's going to trigger anything, we have to drink it in a basement.
No, I agree with that. Oh. Mm-hmm.
With a Super Nintendo.
Preferably. All right, N64. But for me.
I never had a 64.
I mean, I did have a Super Nintendo, but it was because we rented it over the holidays. And then
I think I'm just enough older than you that this all makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
So.
I remember playing one of those Barbie games on the Super Nintendo or some shit and just sitting in that spare bedroom in the basement and on that shitty-ass tube TV and playing this Barbie game. I
just sucked plunking at around it. On Mario's time machine.
I sucked at it.
Answering quizzes about Ben Franklin or whoever the fuck.
Here's the thing. Am I crazy? I crazy? Or is this a real thing?
Mario's Time Machine?
It was a Mario game.
Yeah.
And it took place in the real world.
Uh-huh.
And you had to go rescue Luigi.
Yeah. It's actually the other way around. Mario is missing.
Mario is missing and you have to beat... You are Luigi and you're running around in the real fucking world.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's a bad game.
It's a terrible game.
It's like an educational Mario game
that
a different company made. Everybody sucked at it because you can't be good at it.
I don't remember. Was it on the computer?
I think there might have been one on the computer, but
I think it must have been on Mom's Performa PC.
Yeah,
we had an old ass Macintosh.
Since it wasn't a proprietary Nintendo game, it was probably on both.
Crazy,
because that's how you got computer. Mario's.
And
I definitely had Mario
teachers
typing.
And computer Zelda's. No, I'm kidding. That wasn't, yeah.
I did learn how to type with Mario Teaches Typing, though.
Nice.
That game was dope.
Nice.
You'd be running down a corridor, and you gotta type your words really fast so they outruns all
House
the
swamps. House of the Dead? It's like House of the Dead, it's, but with Mario.
Yeah. Yeah, it rules. And I still have those floppy disks somewhere.
Hell yeah.
Part of me wants to put them in, like, some sort of,
frame?
Like, well, like a protective case and use them as coasters.
That's really real cool. Good.
Because there's two.
Yeah. Or like a laminate pouch or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a real good cool. idea.
Yeah. Maybe I'll do that. But you'll have to wait and see. See you later, soda pals!